File 2. Going against the trend. B. The sharing economy.
In the last several years, the notion of car and bike sharing has begun to take hold in major American cities. Services such as Zipcar, Uber, and Lyft have become important parts of this growing shared economy. The beauty is in its simplicity. Passengers get the use of an automobile without the hassle of owning a car and paying for insurance, parking, and gas. But as NPR's Sonari Glinton reports, car sharing isn't just about the ride.
Think about it. 3 or 4 years ago, we were coming out of the economic collapse. Smartphones were becoming seriously mainstream. Your grandma was on Facebook. It was kind of like the perfect storm or many little perfect storms. People didn't have money to own, but they wanted access. And then, Shaheen says, entrepreneurs began to solve one of the central problems of sharing your ride.
Getting in a car with someone you don't know has been considered a barrier to ride sharing and carpooling for a very long time.
Now, when you talk to people like Aaron Myers or passengers or people in food co-ops or any other number of shared economies, it's not about the transactions necessarily. It's about the community.
I definitely feel like I'm a part of the fabric and the core of the city now, like I never was before. I was very insular and isolated before in my own little social circle, my own little neighborhoods and stuff like that.
The transportation expert that I talked to at the top of this piece, Susan Shaheen, says there wasn't always the technology to create these smaller communities in and around any number of economic transactions. Now there is. And car sharing, she says, it's just the beginning. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Culver City.